It's a writing challenge. Life rolls. Today on The Right Focus, no word count again today because I'm continuing to sketch ideas. I woke up with an excellent idea for another problem for my characters. Working out the basics of that has been my focus. How it's a danger, how they go into the danger without knowing that it's a danger, the specific action the danger will take, and how they escape from the danger. Still 600 words short of my weekly go because I don't count sketched ideas. As for the life rolls, well, yesterday I talked about 2013, 14, 15, and 16 and how I had so many lessons that I needed to learn. 2017, I had those lessons learned, but then I had two major life rolls. I planned for the life rolls. I was excited about them. I just didn't plan for the disruption that would cause in my writing. That's lesson 21. One, I left a job that I did extremely well, but it was causing stress and health issues that I just would no longer tolerate. Two, I moved, getting away from people who kept trying to pull me back into that stressful job. The move put me closer to family and true friends, rather than friendly colleagues and friends of common worlds. I moved closer to the mountains that inspire me, and I tried to learn to relax. I still have trouble with that one. In 2017, I published three novels in the early part of the year. I started writing the first one in November 2016. The other two were sketched out and roughed into shape in December 2016. So I spent January, February, March, and April writing, then publishing these novels. I published the third on April 9. I published a nonfiction book in May. I had tinkered with this book for several years. That nonfiction book came together easily and quickly during April while I reviewed my plans for my first Remy Black to weave a wizardry web. For the rest of 2017, I planned to write four more novels, one of which would merely be an update of an old manuscript. I thought I would accomplish my goals no problem. I was now writing full-time. I could do this! Weave a Wizardry Web had given me trouble for years. I knew the arc for each of the dual main characters. I knew that I would need the perspectives of two other characters, which turned them into sub-primes, if that makes sense. I had scenes scattered throughout the dual arcs, some of which I had up to six versions for. I just needed to put it all together. As soon as the third novel was published on April 9, I started running into trouble. I worked out the first problems before May started, took off a little time to finish up the nonfiction book, then turned to focus on web. I hit the first life roll at the end of May and fell into the second life roll in mid-June. I moved. I went from a three-bedroom house to an area the size of a small studio. I still had my house to sell. I had to deal with distractions from people I truly care for. I had to change my writing schedule, yet Weave a Wizardry Web started talking to me. When story talks to a writer, that's a good thing. Writers have to listen. Lesson 22. Web was supposed to be published in July. It published August 2. Okay, I said to myself, that was unexpected. Do better. 20 days in April and all of May, June, and July, all to finish one book, a book that was partially written to start with, a book that was over 100,000 words, 4 months, but only 3 days a week, so that's about 50 total days. More than 2,000 words per session, though. Each session packed with struggles over character voices, with the abrupt arrival of sub-primary characters who clamored for their own scenes and individual voices, and four different plots instead of the two I had anticipated. A whole month lost to web. I was happy with the book. One blessing in the whole four-month struggle. Specific goals would have helped. Lesson 23. Weekly word counts would have helped. Anticipating how many words would need to be written each week and each day would have helped. At the start, I should have estimated the total number of words, figured out a doable words per session, and divided. Instead, I just started writing. After all, that's what I've done from the very beginning. I work through the foundations and the visioning and the analysis stages. Then I write and write and write and write and write and write until I reach the end. After web went up, I decided to take a few days off. I piddled. I caught up on my blogs. All the way to Christmas. On Labor Day weekend, I got the news that my house had sold. It had only been on the market since late June. Great news, for it sold within 90 days. Bad news, I had to be out in less than 2 weeks. My furniture for a 3-bedroom house would not fit into the studio. I rented one storage unit, realized that wasn't enough, and rented another. I made plans for a larger place. I do like to nest with all my things around me. I thought, this won't take long. I haven't even talked about my nephew's wedding on September 30. I mean, over the summer, I wasn't really involved in the planning or anything. It was a little stressful. I won't go into those stresses. I mean, do they really matter? I lost all of September. I gutted plans for a nonfiction book, and I still have not returned to those plans. I gutted the book that would be the next direction for my Edie Rune pseudonym, and I still haven't returned to those plans either. Lesson 24. Take out what won't fit. Don't lose it. Hold on to it. I will get to these books soon. I updated the next Fae-marked wizard book, Dream a Deadly Dream, a book I truly loved when I wrote it, fell in love with all over again when I refreshed it with the new web insertions to the Alstera storyline, and published it. I turned to the next book in my goals list, the next Into Death, book 2 in a planned 3-book series, and struggled again. Consider 2017. Changing jobs, moving over 100 miles away, radically downsizing, knowing my home wasn't permanent, coping with distractions from people I love. I wasn't going to achieve 9 books, and it looked like I wouldn't hit 7 either. 6 serious issues. I thought I was handling them well. I wasn't, silly me, because I hadn't properly planned my writing for the year. Look what I was trying to do. In addition to the 6 life roles, I was trying to write more words than I had ever written in a year. 150,000 words on the first 3 novels of the year. 32,000 on the nonfiction book. 200,000 on the first 2 Remy Black books. 50,000 on the 7th book. That's a doable 1,200 words per day, every day of the year. I wasn't writing every day. I wasn't even writing 5 days a week. Try 3 days a week. That's 432,000 divided by 52 weeks equals 8,308 words per week. Divide that total by 3 to get the 3-day per session writing for 2,769. Whew! I thought 1,500 words per session would be sufficient. I was an idiot. Writers are word merchants, but we need to do math quite a bit. I hate math, but I'm doing it now. Believe me, that's lesson 25. Did I achieve my goal? Come back for tomorrow's episode and find out. What inspirational quote from a writer did I start my writing session with today? Richard Bach. Remember him? Jonathan Livingston Seagull, a professional writer, is an amateur who didn't quit. I closed with Michael Connelly, write every day, even if it is just a paragraph. That's good advice. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee, with assistance from Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes for this and other episodes can be found on thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com. Our podcast episodes are running short this month, but usually they last as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Daily in April, we're bookcasting Write a Book in a Month by Remy Black, 2 in the trilogy Inspiration for Writers, copyright 2020. Take lessons from today's episode and write on.